If we never meet again the side of heaven, I'll leave this old world loving all you people. Once in a while, let me hear from you. If we never meet again before my time is over,
I'll leave this world loving.
Again, will you?
If we never meet again,
Thank you, folks. Thank you. I see right now you like them cheer jerkers. Let me introduce to you the Sunny Mountain Boys. Some of them you've seen with me before, and some of them you'll probably never see with me again. No, it's not you. I can lift your... You can play that fiddle for me any day. You got them good old lonesome notes in there, and I love it. The bluer you play, the lonesomer I get. About the best looking fiddle player's got pretty hair, ain't he? If he's a woman, I'd marry him. Step out, sweets. We've called him Sweets for the past 17 years, but the last 4 or 5 years he's quit wearing his earrings. We're going to have to call him Little Darling now. No, he's been with me 17 years now, and as long as I pick music, the Lord let me kindly be able to travel, I hope he stays with me. He's a good tenor singer and good boy in his place, but they ain't dug it yet. Nice hand for David Nance from North Carolina. By the way, his mother's here that used to fix his hair.
Well, I had hair.
Yeah, yeah.
She ain't been very busy.
Well, you look better like it is. Just tell her to leave it alone. Next in line is you can't tell it by looking at him, but he's playing the old F4 that I bought on my way to Louisiana Hayride in a pawn shop down here in Nashville on Main Street, hanging in there with a little twine string. I went in and bought that mandolin. It's been with me ever since. And it's been on a lot of my records, the old F4 mandolin. It's my son, Ray Martin, playing it tonight. Would you give him a nice hand? He's probably played with everybody up here. You already know who he is, but he's one of the best bass players that I've ever had since I've been playing bluegrass music, ever since 1949.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Best bass player I've ever had.
I'll agree with that. He ain't a liar.
I'm serious, and he's trying to make a dang joke out of it. No, he's good to travel with and really a big help to me at my age playing bluegrass music, because he knows a lot about it. He's played with a lot of people like Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson, and was Johnny Cash's right-hand man for a long time. Now he's my left-hand man. Dave Fergie, give him a nice hand. They love you, David. Now, here's some of your love, girls. Girls don't trust him. He looks like he's bashful. But I helped him pass by a car a few festivals ago, and he had his girlfriend in there. They was playing checker. Because I heard his girlfriend said, "You make one more move like that, buddy, and I'll crown you good." It ain't all that bad. He happened to be the son of one of the greatest friends I have in the world. Is Dwight Dillman, who owns Bean Blossom, one of the greatest places for a bluegrass festival. We've been having good crowds. Want to invite you to come up and see us in June and September every year. This happened to be his son. We call him Double D, better known as Derek Dillman. Give him a nice hand.
Thank
Only thing, you don't look like the other guys. You ain't got a tie on.
Well, hang on a minute. Let me see if I got
it. That's okay. I'm sorry I said it. That's all right,
Jimmy. I'll see what I can find, Jimmy. How about that?
Oh, no. Wait till you get a mirror or something. Put it back in your pocket.
All right.
Sorry.
You say you're sorry.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't have a tie on. I know how young.
I know you are, but I know you're sorry, but how's the rest of your family doing?
Well, they ain't sorry as I am, I'll tell you that.
Give a nice hand to Sean Kemp, would you? I'll tell you what, Sean, I can say anything I want to about you, but you can sure handle that fiddle. Before we let anybody else play, we're going to let them hear you play that fiddle.
All right.
What would you like to play with, Sally Gooden or something like that?
Sally Gooden.
Sure. Hey, pour it on him.